This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
If you've ever gone snorkeling or scuba diving, you know how peaceful it sounds under there. Aside from the crackling sound of snapping shrimp. Compare that to a reef with boat traffic. Not quite as calming. And it gets on undersea creatures' nerves, too, stressing out spiny lobsters, slowing the development of sea slugs. And now scientists have found one more side effect of noise, impaired learning abilities for fish. That study's in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B. Researchers started by teaching juvenile damselfish in the laboratory about the predators they'd encounter once they settled on an Australian reef. The training consisted of injecting the damselfish's tanks with seawater, fouled with both the scent of a predator and alarm cues from injured damselfish. It's a message that, hey, this predator smell, it means dead friends, maybe dead you. To reinforce that lesson, they also lowered Ziploc bags with the predators themselves into the damselfish's tanks, together with the scents, to teach them, these guys are your enemies. They conducted all this training to a soundtrack of peaceful reef sounds, or with the added distraction of buzzing boat engines. And they found that fish that trained with normal reef sounds were suitably spooked by the scent of a predator later on. But fish exposed to boat noise, totally unfazed.
It appeared that the presence of boat noise was interfering with the learning process. So when later on we said, hey, here's a predator, are you scared? They didn't respond.
Maud Ferrari, a behavioral ecologist at the University of Saskatchewan. She says same thing held true in the real world, too, once they released the fish. 3 days later, two-thirds of the quiet-trained fish were still alive, compared to only 20% of the fish trained with the boat noise backdrop. That's the same severe mortality rate suffered by fish with no training at all. The silver lining, Ferrari says, is that boat noise is a stressor that local legislators can actually regulate.
You want to, you know, change the environment and slow down the warming up and the acidification, but it's really out of our hands, you know what I mean? The results we found with, you know, noise pollution, what is nice is it's one of those stressors we can actually control.
So that young fish can learn their lessons, alone or in schools.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.